Soccer FM is written and produced by Stephen Mill and Ray Bradshaw and is in association with pieandbovril.com.
Hello and welcome to Soccer FM, Scotland's funniest football podcast and only at the moment with me, Stephen Mill, and you, Ray Bradshaw.
Hiya.
Coming up on this week's show... Fuck knows. It's Friday the 20th of March. We are not live on Facebook. No. As ever, you can contact us on our Twitter at ScotSoccerFM. Thanks for all your comments on the show from weeks ago. Also, we've got our own forum at pieandbovril.com. Just click on the Soccer FM tab and remember the good old times when football existed. You can follow us on Facebook, listen on Buzzsprout, SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, Spotify and your Amazon Alexa device as well. Ray Bradshaw, how are you? You all right?
Yeah, I'm all right. How are you?
Things have changed slightly since we last spoke.
Mate.
What? I mean, spoken person.
Yeah, it's mad.
Yeah.
The good thing is we don't touch each other a lot.
No.
Like, we're not big huggers.
We're actually practicing social distancing just now because you're on the other side of the desk. So
which usually
fine.
I sit on your knee.
Yeah.
But yeah, because I was thinking about the way
John Hartson puppet. Yeah.
Yeah, you still need to still put your hand in.
Yeah.
But we don't really hug or shake hands usually whenever we see each other, so this is fine.
We did.
Spence tries to touch me there, and I was like, not a chance.
No, we don't want him. We don't know where he's been, quite frankly. So.
Fuck it. He smelled like chlorine, though.
How was Australia?
Yeah, fine until the world collapsed at the end.
Yeah.
It's mad to think that, what is it now? 12:30, so. Last week at this time, exactly a week ago, I just finished gigging to 300 people and the world was normal. And now I've got no gigs till the end of, I want to say May, probably longer.
That's quite a long time.
Yeah, so if you want to send me money, that'd be good because it's not like I've got a 6-month-old baby.
Yeah.
What about you? Have you work cancelled or anything?
Not got a day off until July.
Oh,
so
I used to be unemployed.
Yeah, exactly. How I can't wait for April the 1st this year. Just in a few days' time, I've already got my tweet lined up. We'll give you some sort of neighbour stuff if you want. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. You happy with that?
Yeah. It's very loud in my headphones because you said I just had to deal with it. But yeah,
you'll just
fine.
Have to deal with that. So I'm not entirely sure how to change that because we're in the new studio at this moment in time.
Did you go to any football in the past?
The last
year?
Game possibly that
Dundee?
I've ever
Dunfermline,
seen was Partick Thistle versus Dunfermline.
And you lost a 90 whatever minute equaliser.
An absolute joke of a goal to concede as well. So I've just about gotten over that, to be perfectly honest with you.
That was only, what, 10 days ago?
Yeah, I know. I know.
Do you think, when do you think it'll be back?
Genuinely?
Yeah.
September.
Do you think it'll be that long?
Yeah. Like, this is going to go on for months. Months and months and months.
The Australian attitude is very different to here because you were like, I think we'll need to cancel our live show. And I was like, nah, Australia's fine. Like, and everything was happening.
Yeah, I got the impression you quite weren't up to speed with what was happening here.
Also,
which is quite understandable.
When I flew from Adelaide, Dubai, no mention of coronavirus, Dubai to Glasgow, there's one sign as you come out, nothing, and then you get home, switch a telly on, and it's like, you need to stay at home, otherwise you're going to kill all your family.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, that changed quite. So yeah, a live show is no more, sadly.
No, sadly not. We'll try and reschedule it for whenever football exists again.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Whenever we're allowed to, like,
congregate. Yeah, exactly. So for the time being, we're going to try and get as many podcasts out as we can because we know that there's not much else happening.
And also, we don't do much football in general.
No, we don't. So it doesn't really affect us.
I can't speak for anyone else, but I'm fucking over the moon not to talk about how East Fife are getting on against Montrose.
No, that is true. That is true. I did like Pie and Bovril's tweet and I was like, this is mental. Some guy in China's eating a bat and it's led to Elgin versus Brechin City being postponed.
It's mad.
Yeah, it's all about.
You'd any symptoms yet?
No symptoms. Nah. I've been healthy, all good, no problems here. What about yourself?
Nah, nothing. It's quite boring.
I know. You're going to be so bored.
Oh, I'm so bored. So bored already. This is what, 4 days I've been back?
Yeah.
And I don't really, I've got nothing to do. So where was I meant to be this weekend? I was meant to be in Bratislava right now.
Oh,
so that got cancelled. Well, yeah, kind of technically mine.
Yeah.
Because I just ran away to get married. So I was meant to be in Bratislava. I was meant to be in Dubai.
Right.
2 days ago, that got cancelled. I was meant to be going to New Zealand for 4 weeks. That's off.
Yeah, that would happen.
And I'd lined up Gary Hooper for an interview.
Had you really?
Number 88 at Wellington Phoenix.
Shit, that'd have been really good.
There's a few players out there actually in New Zealand. Rory McKeown. Remember how he was at like Morton and Killy and that?
Chris Killen.
Oh, I think he did bad things.
Did he?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I remember trying to get him and then I googled him and I was like,
You never know, he might sign for Clyde. just while we're here and we're keeping the Australian theme on, I think I've managed to find 7-second clip of the home and away theme. Closer we stay, I've also got a 35 second clip. This is either going to be an extended home and away clip or Callum Gallagher speaking about home and away. What would you prefer?
I would prefer not Callum.
Oh yes, there we go. There we go. That's fine.
True story about home and away. I can't remember the ins and outs of it, but is this a theme tune?
G'day, mate. Congratulations.
That was Callum speaking about home and away. So yeah, we'll get that off.
So you know my mates Ding and Stuart, the twins.
Yeah.
Their cousin won a trip to Australia because he sang the home and away theme tune or something like that when he moved to Channel 5.
Really?
And he took his mum and his aunt because she wouldn't let him take any of his friends.
Okay.
He was like 16, so he went to Sydney and all that with his ma.
So what? That's an amazing story. Yeah, that's very good.
It's very. I need to find the ins and outs of it, but yeah, that definitely happened.
Do some more research. So anything mental happen in Australia? Did you get, you know, bushfire or anything?
Nah, you could see them quite a lot, around. Yeah,
got a wet on in the background.
Thanks. It's nice. No, not much really. It was just kind of standard. We took the wee man, and
how was he?
He tried to eat a koala when he met the koala.
Okay,
so like you hold the koala.
Now your son has chlamydia.
Oh, what do you mean? Now it's a family trait. But he was trying to like eat it, and the guy who runs the kind of wildlife park or the koala handler,
Steve Irwin,
Brett he's called,
right.
I kept on calling him Bindi,
right.
He now follows me on Instagram. And I was like, should we stop him trying to eat the koala? He was like, nah, Prickles was the koala's name. He was like, nah, Prickles is fine with it.
Really?
Like, I'm not sure. But he saw koalas, kangaroos, everything. The thing that blew his mind was a fucking peacock.
Yeah, there's loads of them in Dunfermline.
Is it?
Yeah, there's loads of peacocks that wander. this is true.
Fife is its own climate, doesn't it?
On the High Street in Dunfermline, there are peacocks and they wander about the Glen and the High Street and all the rest of it. So yeah, you can see peacocks in Dunfermline all the time.
Are you basically, because this sounds like the kind of thing I would believe, and then
no, there's genuinely like peacocks in Dunfermline. Yeah, they just wander about. They're like protected animals or something. So I think,
are they?
I think Andrew Carnegie bought them or something.
I got into a lot of trouble once. Right, see. If you could see if there was a purge,
yeah.
What's the first thing you would do?
The first thing, I don't know.
Like, because everything's legal for a day.
That's very strange. You mentioned that. I watched two of the purge films at the weekend. That's very bizarre.
Romantic night in,
yeah, with the shutters down.
What would you do? Do you think?
I genuinely don't know. I'd probably steal stuff.
I said on, I'd fucking ransack a chippy. I said on Radio Scotland once, not these exact words, but they said, what would you do? And I said, I'd kick fuck out a swan.
Right.
And people were not happy about it at all. Like, complaints.
That is amazing.
Complaints left, right and centre. But it's because it's like the Queen's animal and it walks about so high and mighty. So yeah, I got in a lot of trouble for that. But I think,
for booting a swan,
yeah.
Just to clarify, you haven't booted a swan.
No, I've tried to, but they're fast.
I know somebody who got arrested for booting a seagull.
Really?
After a night out.
See,
it was in the paper and everything.
It was
in Dunfermline Press. I can't remember the guy's name, but he booted a seagull, and somebody, there was an amazing quote, and it was like the other person who was there, the other witness, cradled the seagull until it passed away, which I thought was...
Oh, he kicked it to death.
No, I think it was just one swift boot of a seagull and the seagull died. I'm very, just to clarify, Soccer FM is very against animal cruelty. We don't want to,
unless there's a purge, in which case kick fuck out a swan.
In which case, yeah, you can take that in your own hands and each to your own if it comes to the purge. But as it stands just now, we're
how
not
are you nominate the football? Well,
how is the podcast? We're talking about booting birds, basically. So we're not even ten minutes in.
We're on a blacklist from the RSPCB, but apart from that,
I know. So you are supposed to be hosting the pre-match Scotland thing
stuff,
next Thursday.
So
it's
maybe doing two of them. Would you have put Billy Gilmore in the squad?
100%. It was a nonsense that he wasn't in the squad. It doesn't matter now, but he 100% should have been in the squad.
Do you think? Like, because that's supposedly going to be happening in June, but I can't see that happening to you.
That's not going to be happening in June.
Because otherwise we go straight into an international without any match fitness.
I think everything's off at the moment. Like, in terms of, like, the game's a bogey. Not next season, we can worry about next season.
No, because if they do it as it is, we get relegated.
Well,
with two games in hand.
This is the thing, right?
I can't remember what the other one is.
We'll get to the Scotland stuff in just a second, but what genuinely would you do? If you take off your Partick Thistle hat, what is the fairest thing to do?
Keep the season going.
if that can't be done. But for the reason I think that can't be done personally is because
why do you keep tapping?
I don't know.
It's weird.
Even if it's in June or July, people are going to be out of contract. It's going to be an absolute disaster
because Hearts are screwed. So Decamona's asked if he can leave his contract.
Okay.
But says he wants to come back to Hearts.
Right, okay.
So why would you not just take a 50% pay cut for 3 months and then...
I'm not sure about the Hearts situation, but that's the reason why I think...
What would you do? Would you do it as it is now? Because that can't happen.
Do you know what I would do, genuinely?
Goal scored?
No.
Throw-ins?
I would end the season right now. That's a done. But what I would do is...
No promotion and relegation?
I wouldn't have any relegation.
Oh!
But I would have promotion. Because I think it's completely unfair.
So...
that, for example, Thistle have two games in hand.
Yeah.
And...
a top flight of 13?
I would promote the top two.
Okay, so you got two there.
I would promote Dundee United and Inverness. I would make a 14-team top flight. I'd promote two from the bottom, which at the moment would be Brora Rangers and Kelty Hearts.
Yeah. Oh, your wee Kelty Hearts.
So
heart on.
The thing is with that, nobody is disadvantaged by that.
Yeah.
Whereas I think it's really unfair. If Dunfermline were in the position that Hearts or Partick Thistle found themselves in, I would be fuming if we got relegated.
The other thing, in the top flight, you could play up to the split because everyone will play the equal amount of games, but they're not playing home and away. I saw Stephen O'Donnell talk about that this week. It's funny, have you been on the BBC Sport website recently?
No, it shut down?
It's gash.
Yeah,
it's
the
so
gossip
bad.
Column
yeah.
is just like,
oh, it's just like,
wonder who's got Corona next. Yeah. Yeah.
Lee Griffiths was spot boarding masks. That's pretty much it. Like, there's not much in it. I don't know what it is because.
So you would,
because the A League in Australia is still going, it's playing behind closed doors. Because so up until Monday, everything that I was surrounded by was like, oh, this. My Saturday morning team was meant to be playing on Saturday until Friday afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just all happened so quickly for me. I'm not really sure. Whereas you were very much the doom monger to me,
and I've been proven correct.
Yeah, it's shite when that happens.
Yeah, I know. I just think that personally, that's what I would do. I would have a 14 team top flight. Same as usual next season. Split it after two games though, so everyone gets a home and away. And then if you split it, then that's an extra home and away each, and then you've got 38 games.
I've had a better idea.
That satisfies the Sky TV's let's have four Celtic and Rangers matches. Alright, there'll be a lot of teams with nothing to play for, with like, you know, weeks to go until the end of the season, but that can bring its benefits. I think you can play younger players under no pressure and stuff like that.
I've had an idea though.
Go for it.
You get the 42 teams in one league. You draw a ball, and then you get Carol Smiley and the Wheel of Fortune.
Okay.
And you go, and then it'll say what league they end up in. So we just move every team about.
Right, okay.
So they could go like Clyde.
Did somebody say Wheel of Fortune?
Yeah. Thank you. Oof. That's a flashback. So Clyde, League One, sounds fine. Rangers, League Two, Celtic, Championship. And then the top flight could be like Alloa and Cowdenbeath and stuff.
That'd be amazing, yeah.
I'd be into that, would you? I think that's the fairest thing to do.
Then John Leslie would sign with Clyde. That's pretty much what would happen. So
I had his phone number once and it ended in 007.
Did it actually?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Did he ask for that specifically?
Well, that was what I was told.
Yeah. Why did you have his number?
I can't remember.
How many dick pics did you get from
him? Oh, six.
Yeah.
But there was one when he was like really close to a swan.
Right. was he trying to bar a swan? Oh, no, no.
Also, I give it about 20 years for Scottish Chippies doing battered swan.
That's what he uses when the Wheel of Fortune's going round to stop it. Now we know.
That.
Yeah. that was the tapping you were hearing earlier on. I've actually got another one. I don't know if it's a better version. Well, let's hear.
I used to love Wheel of Fortune. That's not Wheel of Fortune.
Is it?
It's like a jazzy bargain hunt or something.
Yeah, that's shite. No, not having that. So that's unfortunate. That's unfortunate. So genuinely, what would you do?
That, the Wheel of Fortune idea.
Sounds like a older one. I would go late 80s for this one.
Yeah, I can imagine lots of big hair in this. Yeah. So what are you doing with your Saturdays now?
I'm still on the radio 12 till 2.
And then what do you do after? You get, because we're not really allowed to go get pished either.
No, it's been a problem.
What have you got in the house?
I'm well stocked. I panic bought before everyone else. So my freezer's full.
Did you get a wee delivery?
Oh, yes, I did. Welcome to the Super FM podcast. Somebody suggested I did get a delivery because I tweeted about people panic buying, and I equated it to me when I see Baxter's on offer in a supermarket. Baxter's then DM'd me on Instagram.
On Insta, was it?
On Insta.
Oh, it's Twitter.
Even better. So what I'll do is I'll find the exact quote, because this is actually, this is amazing. It's probably the best thing that's ever happened to me in my life. And I'm, 30 years old now. Right, so I get a message. Hey, Stephen, we couldn't help but notice you were singing Baxter's praises over Twitter. We want to send you some goodies. There's no need to panic buy your tins. Could you send us your address, please? Do you want to know what my response was?
Fuck yes. And then just,
hey, thanks so much. If you want to send it to my work, just send it to this one. Genuinely a massive fan. Then they got back, fantastic. Have you got any particular favourites? Let us know if so, and we'll make sure you get something you like. Amazing. Minestrone and lentil and bacon in particular, they're the best ones, obviously. Winky face. Cheers.
Still winky face to Baxter.
Of course I did.
Oh, man.
It was amazing. Oh,
I cannot believe I've lost all my work and you're getting free soup.
I would estimate that in my house at this moment in time.
Well, how many tins are we saying?
How many do you think?
I've got two tins of soup in my house.
You've got two tins of soup, right, okay. How many do you think I've
got? I think you're at the 80s. I think you're up that much.
I don't think I'm quite in the 80s. Above 50.
That's too many soups.
Above 50. I have above 50 soups.
What's your pasta? Sitch.
Well, this was weird because I did go into Asda Rob Royston last Friday morning, back in nine, and there were people dumping their cars on grass verges to get into the supermarket.
You told me about this.
And I was like, what the fuck is going
on? So I came back from Australia. So our flight got back about 11:30 Monday morning, and then I got home maybe about 1. So went down to Asda 1:30 because we had no food in the house. Yeah. So I walked in and I couldn't believe what I was seeing. And I tweeted about it. I was just walking about laughing because it was fucking mad. Mm-hmm. And this wee old woman went, why the fuck are you so happy? And I was like, I'm just laughing. But the beautiful thing is, jet lag baby. So he was up at 3 a.m. on Tuesday morning.
Uh-huh.
Woke me up. So I was like, I'm just going to go Asda. So I went to 24-hour Asda and
bought everything
I needed.
That's perfect.
There's people buying 8 bags of pasta, like 3 kilograms. Who needs 24 kilograms of pasta?
I
mean, that's what I usually put in one portion because I don't know how to do it.
I nipped in a Tesco this morning, just on a wee Tesco Express, and there was a man who was buying 3, you know, the big cartons of milk, the big bottles of milk, the big ones, of those. And I actually had
it
to
goes
stop,
off, mate.
I actually had to stop myself going, mate, what are you doing? What are you doing with yourself?
A milk porno.
Milk porno.
Sitting in the bath, milking himself.
I might have seen a porn.
Keep going.
I might have seen porn that involves milk before.
And did you recognise the guy? Was it Terry Mason?
It wasn't. There's an amazing story about a guy who was cast in the Dunfermline Panto a few years ago.
Tenuous link.
Can't remember his name, but he then got sacked from the Dunfermline Panto because it turned out he was a porn star. So he wasn't allowed to be in the Dunfermline Panto.
Dick Whittington.
He's behind you. That was two very good jokes there. They went over each other. Sorry about that.
Yours is better.
But yeah, that's a true story. You can Google that. Don't do it on a work computer though. Not that you'll be at work, because you'll be sat in your house.
Also, traffic getting here was a nightmare considering everyone's meant to be working at home.
Yeah, I think next week it might go a bit quieter because all the schools are off next week.
I wish we did self isolation before I did kids.
Yeah, well, my
sister watched so much shit.
My sister's a teacher, and she was like, it's been a nightmare. We've got 5 or 6 members of the staff off. We're having to have like classes of like 50 and 60. She was like, I'm basically babysitting them. I was like, well, you are a primary school teacher, so I mean, that's basically what you do anyway.
I would do
a
Royal Rumble for an hour. Yeah. Just give them all an entrance every 60 seconds.
She works in Loch Ellie. There'll be knives involved if that's the case. So
hey, there's a hardcore one about 2001, 2002.
Oh, God, yeah. Remember that? Was that like one of the Royal Rumbles at Madison Square Gardens where Cactus Jack fought Triple H?
And they just chuck stuff in, yeah.
Amazing. Great
stuff.
You
were turning into Spence, aren't we?
We are turning into Spence. Final word on the football before.
What we found out was there's still leagues running all around the world.
Yes.
We used to do a feature on this podcast.
Called,
too long ago.
Called
teams around the world, because we're really good at names.
What is the name of that song that I used for it? What's the name of the? Mind, it was a sort of Brazilian song.
Yeah.
What was it called?
I don't know, but there used to be a clip that went "Need a Vagina" whenever the Suriname team won.
Need a Vagina. Yeah, that was great. I've lost all of them because I don't work at Capital anymore.
Probably for the best.
Brazilian dance song. It must have been late 90s, eh? It was
yeah, I remember that.
Let me see.
What to do is, see, in UEFA, so in different countries, some leagues are still playing. So we thought, why not try find a team and follow them for the next couple of weeks. Like I said earlier, the A-League's still playing. The Sydney Derby was played behind closed doors. Have you found it? That was it.
Unfortunately, I've only got a 3 second clip of it. Wait a minute.
Can you just play it back to back?
I think this might be it. Yes!
Is this it?
This is it. Yeah, I'll get to it in a second. Here we go. So, it was a big American voiceover we got for it, was it not?
It's not Spence.
No, I don't think so. So it was.
Welcome to Teams Around the World.
Yeah. So I'll try and time it. Wait then. Welcome to Teams Around the World.
Timed it really badly.
Right, it's time for Teams Around the World on Soccer FM. We're digging up all the old features, don't worry. Guest the Mark Yeardley will be back next week as well.
He was our guest when I did. Off the ball.
Right, go for it.
What continent do you want to go to?
Don't care.
I would suggest let's not go to UEFA because it's only Kazakhstan and Turkey. And John Obi Mikel cancelled his contract because Turkey are still playing.
Okay, right. We'll go for Africa.
Africa, right. So, there are quite a few. So, Pick a number between 1 and 13.
7.
Top or bottom?
Top. I've given you the most difficult one because you need to count down. Right, what league
the Super League of Malawi.
Yes, the Malawi Super League. How are we doing?
Fuck knows, let's find out. Malawi Super. Oh, yes.
Right, okay. How many games in? Set the scene for us.
So, if I go to the league table, they've not started yet. They start tomorrow.
All right. Oh, perfect timing.
There are 16 teams in the league.
Right.
My favourite. I've already picked my favourite, but we're not going to go that. I like the team called Big Bullets.
Big Bullets. You got sacked from a Dunfermline porno. A Dunfermline panel, I should say.
I saw him buying 9 litres of milk.
Yeah. Right, Big Bullets.
Should we support Big Bullets?
Obviously, yeah. Big Bullets, yeah.
So I'll tell you what, let's do the draw, and then if we prefer Big Bullets, pick a number between 1 and 16.
3.
Top or bottom?
Top.
Chivo, Big Bullets we're going for.
Right, Big Bullets, right, let's go.
Let's try to find you a little bit more information about Big Bullets.
So, again, don't Google that on a work computer.
Especially not if you work in America.
Or type it into Love Honey. Brilliant. Big Bullets, the team. So they start tomorrow. Who are they playing tomorrow?
I'll tell you that in a sec. I'll tell you a little bit about Big Bullets first.
Okay, go for it.
We've picked the fucking Man U.
Have we? Yeah. Oh, no.
So, Niassa Big Bullets is a Malawian football team, soccer club based in Blantyre. Bullets are regarded as a number...
Based in Blantyre?
Yeah, not that
just
one.
Just near Cambus Lang.
Yeah, they're on shutdown though, so they moved out. Bullets are regarded as the number one football club in Malawi in terms of supporters, league title winning and financial background. Oh. Fuck off! They play a 65,000 seater...
Mate, we've locked out here. We've absolutely locked
they
out.
They won the league last year.
Of course they did. Big Bullets won everything.
Founded what year?
1992.
67. What is their nickname? Think about Rangers.
The BBs. We are the people.
No, but they are the people's team.
The people's team.
Yeah. The current squad hasn't been updated since 2017.
Right, so there might be a few changes there.
Yeah,
right.
Pick a number between 1 and 30 and I'll tell you who your favourite player is.
14.
14. Your favourite player is Dalitso Saliese, a midfielder.
Excellent. Yeah. Aye, he's some player, that boy. Some player. So right, who are they playing tomorrow? Because we need something to follow tomorrow.
Oh, they've got two actual players that are have got Wikipedia pages.
Right, okay.
That's good.
Let's click on them. What are they called?
And they are, so the two strikers, you've got a fuck off. Chiquepo Miosa has played for lots of clubs, including Golden Arrows and Costa del Sol. 22 goals and 78 appearances for Malawi.
That's not
bad. And then you've also got Fisher Kondowe, mm-hmm. who is Zambian. He used to play for Bloemfontein Celtics, who, someone we've interviewed played for them.
Simon Murray. No,
no. Maybe Keegan Jacobs?
Yeah.
Who's it? No, he played for Bitwest.
Yeah.
50 caps. Tomorrow, they are playing. Let's see. They are playing the Blue Eagles.
Oh,
it's postponed. Oh.
Mate, what's happened?
It's just been postponed since.
When's it been postponed since?
This morning.
Shut up.
Fuck you, coronavirus.
Coronavirus. So we're going to have to pick another league. Can we pick a league that's definitely on?
Well, that was definitely on when we looked. It's still saying fixtures, look. Still saying tomorrow 12:30. And then you click on it. Still could be on.
Right, we don't know if the Malawi Super League is happening or not. This is a bit concerning. This is a bit annoying, to be perfectly honest with you. This hasn't gone exactly to plan. We did want to have some football to look forward to tomorrow, but unfortunately Big Bullets have bitten the bullet and they won't be playing.
No, according to... Well, as of 2 days ago, it's still on. That's what it's saying. But they're saying the Malawi... the Super League of Malawi, the Sulum,
mm-hmm.
President Soyambabamba.
Yeah.
That's not his name. I've just passed out that. Says in interviews that they've introduced measures. So let's go. Let's go for another country as a backup.
Right, okay.
So we'll can go
we
back to
instead of just picking one randomly, should we maybe just actually pick a country that's definitely going to go ahead?
That's really hard because, well, let's have a look.
Yeah, there'll be loads.
Pick one random and we'll see if it's still going ahead. Right. What continent?
We'll go Asia then.
Asia. Cool. Let's go to. I've been to nearly every league that's still on in Asia.
Okay.
So some knowledge. Pick a number between 1 and 10.
2.
Top or bottom?
Bottom.
Cambodian League.
Cambodia.
Let's see if that's still playing. It was playing as of yesterday.
So there were games yesterday in the Cambodian Premier League.
Yeah. Oh, the table in Cambodian League. There was games last week as well. 5 games in. There's 13 teams.
Okay.
Pick a number. Odd. 1 and 13?
2.
Top or bottom?
Top.
We are going for the Batty Youth.
The Batty Youth. Right, okay. I mean, are you wanting this podcast to continue in any form? Moan the Batty Youth. So tell us about the Batty Youth, please.
They've lost their last 3 games 7-0, 2-0 and 4-0.
Right, okay. So it's been a tough time for the Batty Youth. Any players from the Batty Youth that we would
they
know?
They don't even have a Wikipedia page.
They don't have a Wikipedia page, right. Okay, so it's going to be tough to keep up with the Batty Youth, but...
But we've got the Big Bullets and the Batty Youth.
How are you spelling Batty Youth?
B-A-T-I.
B-A-T-I. Let's see if they're on Twitter so we can give them a follow. Batty Youth. Not much coming up in terms of Batty Youth at this moment in time. No, basically, if you type in Batty Youth on Twitter, you get, something went wrong.
Well, they play at the National Sports Academy, so I think they might be like a youth team. They drew their first game with the police 4 each.
Right.
Then drew 0 each with the National Defence.
Okay, so a lot of...
And then lost 7-0 to Phnom Penh Crown to the top of the league, and then Electricity do Cambodge. They'll beat them 2-0.
Are they just playing various sort of like, you know... civil servants.
Yeah, next week they're playing Graham's Dairy.
Yeah. So Batty Youth.
Yeah,
and
there's
Big
also
Bullets.
One called Naga World, which sounds like a theme park.
Yeah, so we'll keep an eye on Batty Youth for you, and also
I don't know you're allowed to say that.
And we'll keep an eye on Big Bullets for you as well. So if you want to follow them on social media, then good luck, because again, don't type Batty Youth into a works computer. And that is teams around the world.
I think we can both agree that was a success.
I think that was fantastic. So yeah. So what you got planned for the rest of the week, Ray? Anything exciting?
Literally nothing.
That's quite funny. We'll try and do another podcast next week at some point.
Yeah, that'd be good, because I don't do anything anymore. Also, there's a website that I would check out as well, which is called Games That Didn't Happen, and it's match reports of all the Scottish League games, that like, so fake match reports. And I read one, it made me laugh a bit, because someone had scanted someone in the other. And just good digs at Lee Griffiths.
Excellent. Good. Yeah, we can tweet that out then. We can tweet a link to that. So that is just about it in terms of...
What are you doing this week?
I am... Well, this weekend... I'm away this weekend for a weekend. I'm going to Kirkcudbright for the weekend.
Is that like Dunfermline? No.
It's down south.
Dumfries, that's the word I'm looking for.
So yeah, doing that. And then I am back in work on Monday on Tay and North Sound. Drive time, so 4 till 7, along with our good friend Gary Spence.
Enemy.
And then a week on Monday, we'll be launching across Scotland on not only Tay and North Sound, but 4th One, Clyde One, and West FM. We are taking over.
You're the big boys.
We are the big boys on from 4 till 7. So very much looking forward to that. And if you, I mean, you can't avoid tuning into us, basically.
See, if you really respect me. Yeah. Next week on your first day of the big channel, can you give a shout out to the Batty Youth?
I'll give a massive shout out to the Batty Youth and Big Bullets. I think that's what's going to happen. Thank you very much, and hope you enjoyed the show. There's more on our Twitter at ScottSoccerFM, Facebook, and our own porn forum at pieandbottle.com. But for now, it's goodbye from me, Stephen Milton, you, Ray Bradshaw.
Bye-bye.
This has been Soccer FM. Good luck to just staying alive across the week. We'll catch you next time.